The question was asked if we could have a quick overview of where we light our Chanukiyot today, us Ashkenazim, whereas we can light them outside our houses, inside the houses, by the window, in the center of the house. An adjunct to that would be, where should yeshiva guys light their Chanukiyot? And an adjunct to that would be, where should yeshiva guys light their Chanukiyot on Shabbos Chanukah when the dorm is pretty empty? So let's begin at the beginning. Okay? The Gemara tells us that mitzvahs Chanukah, neri shubeso, right? So as Ashkenazim, we do mehadrin mina mehadrin, that each person lights their own Chanukiyah. Okay, so that's number one. Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, you light it al petach beiso, by the entrance to your house. Mi'imin, right? A mismol. The mezuzah is mi'imin, when you walk into the house. And ner Chanukah mismol. Ve'imin lo, and if you don't have that option, so you light it by your window. And if there's a danger that the non-Jews have made a law, that pagans had a law, you can't light a fire anywhere but their house of worship, so there's a danger. So put it on your table, and that's it. And add another shamish, add another lights. Everyone realizes that this light is for the sake of the mitzvah. You didn't do it really for the sake of having light at your table. Okay, so for the last millennia or two, us Ashkenazim have been lighting indoors, where our prime Pirsumei Nisa was for the members of the house. Now, we're here in Israel, and thank God we don't have to worry about anyone destroying our houses or our Chanukiyot, so we can light our Chanukiyot outside. So where should we light our Chanukiyot? So here we begin a machloket. Some of the present-day rabbis, some of the major poskim of this century, held that, being that for millennia our custom has been to light indoors and the prime Pirsumei Nisa has been for the home, for the people at home, so that remains that way. Even though today you could light outside, you wouldn't. And others say, yes, you would. That was the original institution, light it outside. So that's why you will find some people lighting their Chanukiyot outside and some people lighting their Chanukiyot inside. And when they light it inside, to a certain degree, they're accomplishing both. We see in the Gemara that the ideal way of lighting in the days of the Gemara was to light it outside. But when we light it by a window, so we're accomplishing both. We're lighting for the people at home and the people outside. What happens if you live 20 stories high or you live over 20 amos, over 40 feet high in the air? So then some say that being that there are buildings opposite you, so that's okay. That's still Pirsumei Nisa, because the whole idea was that the people in the street won't see, but they'll see. The people in the building opposite you will see. And others say no. The Talmud says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, don't light it over 20 feet high, and that's not good enough. So, again, you have conflicting opinions. For a yeshiva guy lighting in yeshiva, so the first thing you have to know is that in yeshiva tells, a number of students died in a fire on Hanukkah. And so lighting in yeshivas should be done where the yeshiva tells you to do it and how the yeshiva tells you to do it. When I was in America as a Rav, so I would spend the night of Shabbos Hanukkah going through the dorms, putting out fires, keeping an eye on the fires and really ensuring that there wasn't a danger. And every year we had at least one fire. Because if you're running a yeshiva and you have 500 students, so even if 499 are going to be careful, there's going to be that one who isn't. And that's why I believe that all yeshivas should have a rule. You can only light in the lunchroom where everyone sees it and nowhere else. And if you don't like it, don't light. I don't think we could play with pikuach nefesh. But you're adults in a yeshiva, and whatever the yeshiva policy is, if everyone else is lighting by their dorm room, you're not going to fight city hall. So then take all the necessary precautions. No curtains nearby, and make sure there's nothing flammable nearby. And if you're going to light with those candles that you attach, so don't do what a lot of people do, which is attach it to a chair. And then it melts through the chair, and the chair could light on fire. We've seen that too. Do things very, very cautiously. You have a lot of people's lives here. So if you're going to light in the yeshiva, so and the yeshiva approves it. And you could do it in a way that's safe. And everyone else is lighting, so there's no reason you should be different than everyone else in their rooms. I mean, everyone else is lighting in their rooms, which again, I wouldn't permit, but if that's what's going on here, so okay, so then you don't have to be different. So after you've taken all the necessary precautions, so you have both opinions. Rabbi Avraham Shapiro held that lining it outside your dorm room, the hall of your dorm room, is the equivalent of their chatzer. They used to have a domain. And there's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi seems to hold that the ideal way of lighting your Hanukkiah is for all the people of your shared courtyard. And Tosfos holds, no, you got to get the people of the masses, of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to see your Hanukkiah. That's the ideal way. According to Tosfos, we're talking about a scenario where your house is on the public domain, and so when you light it, you're lighting it really by the public domain. So if we light it outside our dorm room, so then the hallway, we're going to say, is like the courtyard. Everyone walks by there. You're saying you have a situation where on Friday night, no one's going to walk by there. So if you light it by the window, you accomplish two things. A, you're fulfilling the opinion of those that say that the house across the street is at the same eye level as you. They're going to see it. So that's one thing. But more importantly, there are many old-time poskim who lived in our century who held that today the prime persuminisa is still for you and your roommates. So you should sit around with the candles for a half hour with your roommates after you light it. So you light early. Don't light right by Shkia. Light a drop earlier and sit around by there. And then you'll go and daven Ma'ariv with everyone else. And what maybe you could come helps, back again.
If it's before Shkia Tachamot.
That's a good question. We say Lechatchila, you should be there later too, right? At the prime persuminisa is later. So that's why Lechatchila, you should be there later too. Remember, if you're lighting just before Shkia, you're going to be there by Shkia and after Shkia, so then you're Yotze some major Shitos, that from Shkia onward. That's what the Gemara says. Mishkia Sachamra. That's what it says in Megillas Tanis. From sunset.
What are you supposed to do? Your meal is right after Davin. Can't wait around
for you can't wait around for a half hour. You can't, and you have no guests across, you have no people across the street?
I mean, there are buildings. But, I don't know how well they can see in my window.
I don't know. If you have buildings and they could see, and you'll be there for a little bit after Shkia, you could be there for 10 minutes after Shkia, you and your roommates. So.
I don't know. After Shkia, I don't know. Because you'd have a mincha early anyway.
Okay. So you'll say Kabbalat Shabbat in the room. Nothing will happen.
10 minutes after Shkia is enough?
No, ideally a half hour. There are two answers in the Gemara.
Fine.
So if you'll make it Darvit and not Kabbalat Shabbat, that's fine.
No, if you wait 30 minutes after Shkia, then they started davening 10 minutes ago.
Okay, so wait until Arvit. Wait until Arvit. The Gemara gives two answers. The Gemara says, when the Braisa tells us, Mishetishka hama ad shetzich leregel min ashuk, one answer is that that's the time when if you haven't yet lit, you should light. And the other answer is l'shiura. That's the amount of time it should be lit. So those are two answers. So at least one of the answers you'll fulfill. And the other answer you'll fulfill with the people who see it from across the way. Lechatchila, you should be there that half hour, but.
But during the rest of the week, would you still recommend the window, or would you recommend the hallway?
Who am I to put my head between these giants?
Right.
Okay.
Very good. Wait a second. We still have the problem. There's only two windows.
We can light out the front
two
door.
Two windows and four Ashkenazim.
So figure a way to get everyone in by the window. Anyways, yeah.
Or a hallway, right?
No, because the hallway, he's saying you don't have anyone walking down the hallway.
You don't?
That's what he's saying.
I told you on Shabbat.
On Shabbat? But on the other days he's saying.
He's talking about on Shabbat.
No, I'm talking about Shabbat.
Oh.
Is it the Muslim, is it?
Working?
Just one second, are we done?
No, I don't know how to put four Chanukiyot. I mean,
you don't know how to put four Chanukiyot. So
you'll
get silver foil from the kitchen, and you'll figure out how to make two platforms with silver foil that they can't light. You'll take either a shoebox and wrap it in silver foil, or you'll take something else and you'll do two platforms and you'll put.
The lights have to be two fingers width difference.
Okay, so his problem is that Shabbos falls out on the seventh light.
No, but a cardboard shoebox.
Okay, so not a cardboard shoebox. I'm saying I don't know. I wrap it in foil.
It's a question, but
they're not going to have enough tin foil. So,
there's four of you.
So you'll put two Chanukiyot, one in the front and one in the back. Maker a day in your Yotze because you lit one candle. So the hider you won't be Yotze, and even the hider of lighting seven. There are two opinions whether the hider is that people will recognize from your lamp the number of days it is, or they'll recognize that you're working your way up. But it's not so clear, la halacha, that you need to know. It's a big chumrah that we do, that we're trying to fulfill every opinion. So here you won't get every opinion. You're right. You'll have one Chanukiah on the front and one Chanukiah on the back. And the one in the back won't, and even the one in the front, won't really fulfill that hidur of knowing what number of days it is. Right? So you didn't gain that one. But on this night, you'll have the aspect that everyone sees you've worked your way up, but you won't necessarily see how many candles are lit. Right? But make her then your Yotze with one candle, and then no one knows what number day it is, right? So you're Yotze. So you can make a blessing over it. I don't have a way of doing a bigger hidur. You can't just light anywhere. It should be your home, your room. There's an aspect that it's your Pirsumei Nisa.
When you're lighting in the hallway, does it have to be Samukh or Petach? Or can it be four Chanukiyot in the hallway, some of them are much further away from the Petach.
Should be able to figure out a way of getting as four in by the Petach. You should. That's a lame excuse. Get it in.
You put it on the Yamin if you have also made it small.
Yes. But you should be able to get it in.
And you're saying that we should wait after Shkia with the candles.
Yeah. Because your prime presuming niece is for the people in the house. Yeah.
What does it mean, wait?
Sit there and read your Kabbalah Shabbos there. So you have presuming niece.
Wait to look at the presuming.
Yeah.
How do you stop yourself from using the candles as lights? Especially in Shabbat when you usually keep the lights off in your room.
You'll have a shamish. Yeah.
That's it.
I was going to ask, of what major importance is it that that you have to have other people, we have to be so concerned that other people see the Chanukiah?
The whole idea of the Chanukiah is Neri Shu Beito. On the one hand, the mitzvah is on the home, the strong nucleus, the home. On the other hand, it's shining outwardly. It's showing, it's Pirsumei Nisa. The idea is we're publicizing our appreciation for the great miracle that Hashem did for us on these days.
But in that case, you could. I understand that. I understand the philosophy behind it, and I agree with it. I think this is one of the best holidays. And that this is our chance to show the light. To shine this light that we're commemorating everything in the form of light itself out to the world. Great. But I mean, in terms of why, I guess halakhically speaking, or not why, but halakhically speaking, is it's absolutely necessary that someone else or many people must see the light of the Chanukiah? Otherwise, like, it doesn't count and you could have had the most kavana ever. When lighting the Chanukiah, really appreciating Hashem for all of the miracles,
It's a good question, meaning the question is asked, you don't have your Shulchan Aruch. I'm saying, what happens if you're alone? You're the only Jew in town. You're on campus. There's no one else. So I want to look it up again. Lechatchila, it's definitely you should have someone else there. But in a situation where you don't have that option, I have to look it up. It's clear in Shulchan Aruch. I think the Shulchan Aruch says yes to light and with the bracha. I think the Mishnah Brura brings others that question that. But I want to look it up inside.